On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Welcome to Audio Whiplash. Rob's over there.
Hey.
Finally getting some rain, man. You want to talk about the weather?
Sweet Jesus, it's been hot. And you know what? I don't own any cropland of any variety. But I was laying down on the grass the other day.
Passed out outside my front door.
Couldn't find the key.
Right.
And man, the grass is... To quote the kids, sharp.
Okay.
Honestly, it's like, it's cut me. It's so dry.
Well, this is brown everywhere.
Well, this is it. It's got that great burnt out yellow
Every
straw.
Every blade
look.
Feels like a thistle.
Well, this is it. Ooh. Not loving that.
I saw some photos, and this will really only be of interest, I suppose, to the Ontario residents, but that's where the most of you come from. So guy kind of doing the drive that you've probably done 1,000 times. I know I have down 7 from Ottawa to Peterborough. And on the north side of the highway, there's usually a bunch of marshes and...
It's God's country people too, just north of 7.
Not too far. Yeah, just, you know, some little lakes and stuff. And it's just brown, man. The water's all just gone.
Yeah, right? and it's not lakes either.
It's no.
There's scrub brush and...
But there are some little ponds
for
and
sure,
whatever.
Swamps
all,
is what I would look at them.
And just dried right and out, man. And it's been a hot fucking summer last year that was the opposite.
And I made the mistake of cutting the grass Canada Day weekend.
Okay.
Man, which is almost three weeks
now.
And I haven't cut it since. And it just, I cut it too short at that time. And it's been drought-like since then. Just burnt.
Well, I've read a few people over the last several years that said maybe we ought to get used to the idea that maybe everybody's front lawn doesn't need this to be this plush green, whatever, because even that is bad for the environment. You're watering it all the time, and people aren't smart enough to wait to do it after sundown. And
well, they're idiots.
Yeah, for sure they are. Everyone.
Well, the idea that you don't want, you want to spend, you know, $500 on flower beds and shit, and you see them out there at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
You're like, idiot. First thing in the morning or last thing at night.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Anyway, that's probably the end of the environmental rant for now. We're all fucked, so we might as well just live with it. I wanted to ask you about, we'll call it, and we'll steal this actually from the James Duthie podcast, the Rubber Boots podcast. A-hole or A-OK?
Okay.
The other day,
I think I'm going to be leaning heavily on the A-hole side of things.
I'm always leaning on the A-hole.
I love the A-hole.
Sebastian. A buddy of mine invited me to go and see at Blues Fest.
Yes.
I don't remember now. Rise Against. Was the last night.
Yes.
Someone he knew had festival passes.
Sweet.
Had no plan to use that night, so offered it up. He wanted someone to go with, obviously, so I was like, yeah. I've seen Rise Against before with you. I don't remember a lot of their set just based on the number of beverages that were thrown back.
Yeah, I say, how drunk you were. Hey, Dad, have you ever been as drunk as Matt? No, son.
No one's ever been.
No one's ever been that drunk.
Yeah, that sounds all right. We'll grab a couple beers. We'll see the show. I don't know that I would have paid for that show, but I was definitely up for it for free.
If it's free, it's me.
So about 2 days before, the person who had lent him the festival passes decided, you know what? I'd actually like to go see that show. And I am
a-hole.
Okay.
come on, man.
A couple people that they knew were going to go, and they decided, yeah, you know what? I'd like to go and check that out. So withdrew the offer, which obviously then put him in a spot where he had to withdraw the invite to me, which is not his fault.
No, it's not his. He's a-okay. The other person, douchebag.
Yeah. Okay, because I kind of thought, now in theory, I kind of want, you know what, it's my pass, right, if I decide whatever, but I have said, no, I'm not doing that, you take it, go ahead, enjoy it. I don't know, man, I thought maybe there'd be some wiggle room here, but no, it seems like you're pretty...
No, you're right, it is your pass, and you can do whatever you want to do with it.
Yeah.
But once you've given it to me...
Yep. I've now made plans based on that.
And then you go, oh, hey, you know what? That vasectomy I was going to have, I'm not having it anymore. So I'm going to keep the passes. Yeah? Who are you taking? People more interesting than you.
Well, that wouldn't be difficult.
Oh, my little heart is breaking. Oh!
Ralph Wiggum style.
That's the sound. I choose you.
So a couple of things to get to here, and we'll share them in the usual places here, the articles based on this, but I've read two different ones now. There was one I sent to you and one that was much longer that essentially outlined a different experience on these pay-per-nap kind of outlets that are starting to pop up. Specifically, I've read in London and in New York City that they're not hotels. I mean, I guess if you wanted, you could pay for several hours back to back to back. But in theory, it's supposed to be that you go in and you pay $25 or £18 or whatever.
18 pounds, which is closer to like $40.
Okay. And you'll have to kind of keep me on track here because I've read of two different businesses now, right?
Okay, that are, yeah.
But that's the idea. You're going to pay anywhere from $25 to $40, we'll call it, for an hour nap in this kind of pod that is popping up around some of these bigger cities and maybe...
Like in the subways and stuff.
Right. So, well, maybe not right in this. It's going to be a little loud, but...
Yeah, not right in the subway, but close.
Yeah. And so you've gone to work and maybe you've had a big morning and, you know, you've got a big afternoon ahead of you or whatever. Maybe your hours are kind of flexible. But you go here and it's similar to a hotel in that you're renting time in a bed, basically. But... They're kind of these little curtained off pods and you pay for an hour or a half hour or whatever you think you need. And you just lay down and go to sleep and then get up and leave.
Not a fucking chance.
You're not doing that, eh?
I am not.
Because you're a napper.
I am an absolute napper. And it stems from the days where I would get up and go to the gym at 7 a.m.
Right.
Right. Like be at the gym for 7 a.m.
Right.
Work out for about 3-4 hours some days.
Mm-hmm.
And then home. And I have something to eat, 2 hour power nap,
right?
Go to work,
right?
And so, yeah, I became a serious lover and supporter of the nap. Quite often, the best sleep you get is that hardcore 2 hour nap in the middle of the afternoon. Crash hard.
Yeah. So is your problem with it the cost? Is your problem with it the public nature of it? Is it the?
Yeah, you know what. And I'm sure there's somebody out there going, well, what's the difference between that and a hotel?
Yeah.
The difference is in a hotel, I'm locked into my room if I choose to lock myself in.
Right.
I'm showering. I'm doing all my regular bedtime rituals and I'm getting under the sheets. here, I'm sleeping in my clothes.
Okay. So in the other one that I read about that maybe, well, have you ever heard of Casper mattresses?
Yes.
Okay. So they're
from the article.
Okay. So they're opening another one that is, they'll give you pajamas and sleep shades and earplugs and whatever you might need. And you get as comfortable as you want to get. You can stay in your own clothes if you want, or you can use these.
Can I get buck naked?
At the front desk or whatever.
Yeah. Maybe. Hold these.
That could be anything.
Yes. me plums.
I don't know, man. To me, I can't imagine as someone who loves the idea of a nap but can rarely fall asleep during the day, I can't imagine this being useful in the middle of the workday. I did see in one of the two articles I read it being maybe I worked until 5 and then I have plans on a Friday night to go out, but I've been, like you said, maybe I went to the gym and then to work and I'm fucking beat and I'm not going to make it. Maybe 2 hours around 5:30 to 7:30 before you go and...
Then hit the club.
Right. Like I, for people that are more fun than I am, which is not a short list. I get the idea. It just seems weird because a lot of these are also curtains more than rooms, right? It's almost more like a doctor's office or something. Yeah. Like,
do I have to wear a little paper thing that's gonna, my ass is going to show in it? Because then I'm super concerned.
I think that's probably up to you.
Okay. Yeah. They call that chaps in other places. The thing is, as a guy who, man, I spent years working two jobs or going to school and working a job, like being on the go from 6:30 till 10:30 at night, I would fucking nap everywhere and anywhere, on a bus, on a subway, just crash. Just
when was the last time, because it can't have been that long, that you fell asleep on a bus?
Well, it's been a while since I've fallen asleep on a bus. My life is much more regimented now. But there was a time where I missed my stop.
Right.
I slept through it, and then the bus driver's like, hey, you rummy. Last stop, get off. And I'm like,
I've never gone right out on the bus, but there's a lot. You got your headphones on. You're just kind of lean back. Maybe it's 40 fucking degrees, and you're just kind of – and you kind of shake your head. Oh, fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm three stops further ahead or where am I or wherever. Like you're not totally out, but you're fading and you're, I think for your New Yorks and your Londons and your Torontos where people are commuting an hour and a half, I get it, right? If you then have plans in the city and you'd love to be able to, fuck, I need to sleep, right? Like,
yeah.
But it just, I don't know. It seems weird. And especially for women. How comfortable are you to just walk into some strange place and pass out, and then whatever happens, happens, right? And I'm not trying to be flippant about that, but
for sure,
that's the world you live in, right?
Okay, what about sleeping naked on top of the sheets? How do you feel with that? And I don't mean here in a pod. I mean, okay. I mean at home or wherever, and you're like, you ever wake up and you're like, oh, I need to pull a sheet on or something? Because you just, it's the idea that you're exposed.
Yeah, no, and
I'm asking,
in that regard.
I'm asking you just to tap into that sort of... That feeling of, even if you're in your own home and you're alone or you're with your spouse.
Yeah,
and
there is a certain amount of you're more comfortable sleeping with that over you just because you're feeling cocooned.
Or even if it's just a little cotton sheet, right? You're like,
right.
It's protection. I'm not, nobody's ogling me.
Yeah, don't you think that's instinctual as a species?
For
right?
sure, yeah.
I'm out here.
That goes right down to the base dogs doing their little twirl and then right. back to the wall so they can... I think that's totally, totally normal.
Yeah.
Now, they've had, I know in Japan and at airports, they've had these sorts of, you know, where they're like tubes.
Yep.
Where you climb a ladder.
An MRI machine.
And slide into a tube and then you catch a little sleep in between, you know, you have maybe a 4 hour or 5 hour connection.
Yeah.
And bam, you're out. I'd be more likely to get into a tube where I could just punt somebody out the back end. I got no idea. I don't want to be sleeping and have somebody. And I can. And as I said, I can sleep for free on the subway or on the train or on the bus.
When the other thing for me is, I don't think if I was laying down in a public place like that and I know I needed to be awake in an hour, I wouldn't sleep anyway. I'd worry about.
Is my alarm going off?
Right. All that kind of shit, which I worry about anyway in a hotel, right? But
yeah, but you're a very persnickety.
I need a little time in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm not friendly.
Well, and just in terms of, yeah, you're very environmentally sensitive.
Not to like the actual environment. I care less about that.
No. This is it.
We're doomed.
Furthest
whatever.
Thing from green. Who cares? Right. No, but in terms of, yeah, if you're not in your optimal environment, you're like, oh, I'm just not getting my proper sleep. And
it's
I'm,
true, man.
There's somebody cutting farts all the time.
It's true, man.
Guilty as charged.
That's all true. I think if I'm getting a full night's sleep, I'm less worried about it because I usually wake up reasonably enough early that there wouldn't be a ton of damage. But I just don't think if I walked into some place at 2 in the afternoon that I'd never been before, that I wasn't comfortable in, and had to trust that my alarm on my phone would go off in an hour or some stranger was going to come in and tap me on the shoulder, I'm not falling asleep.
And the next guy, hey, yeah,
you're in
out.
My bed.
You're out, I'm in. Oh.
I'm just rolling
and
over.
Why are you wearing no clothes?
Come on in, man. Whatever. I'm not done sleeping.
Can I give you 9 pounds?
And I'll split the.
I'll just spoon you
I
here.
Think that
a
was
bit.
Very generous of you, man. Can I give you my 9 pounds?
It's a two-hander. Hey, how do you feel about having been through enough major international airports? How do you feel about showering in an airport?
You've traveled internationally way more than I have. So you've probably felt the desire to do so more.
I'm never. Usually,
no?
Never.
See, I kind of get it on the flying home side of things. Usually because you've drank way too much the night before. You don't leave yourself enough time in the morning to get a good shower. And now you're.
Or you think that staying up and drinking till you catch the flight is a good idea.
Right. That sort of thing. But
don't do it.
You've probably done far more connecting type things, whereas the little bit that I've done is point A to point B, and then I'm going home and all.
Yeah, that 20-hour flight to Australia?
Right.
Killer!
Right. And in that kind of situation, if I'm flying, whatever, Sydney to LA, LA to Toronto or something like that, and I have a 4-hour layover, I get it. I might go take a shower in the airport because you're just feeling greasy or something,
for
right?
Sure. Like baby wipes, ladies and gentlemen. Baby wipes. Give the undercarriage
head
a good
to toe,
swab.
Right?
Yep. You're good to go. No, I could never do that.
Really, eh?
Yeah, no. And it's you're right. I have been through it's Heathrow, Frankfurt, right? Any of those major European hubs where people are coming from and connecting
all
on.
Over the fucking world.
Yeah, right? They're huge. But I couldn't do it. Forget it. You walk into some of those bathrooms and it smells like shit and then hot shower.
Yeah, but you're a gym guy. You're a locker room guy. Like I'm surprised that stuff bugs you at all. Right. If you could, just means I can go in and get rinsed off and get the fuck out of here again.
Well, I don't mind being nude.
No.
I just
I'm not feeling cleaner.
Yeah, this is it, right? And everything's this tile, and I feel like I'm getting foot fungus of some variety.
No, I'd need some kind of flip-flop or something. I don't think
shower,
I'd do a barefoot.
Shoe for sure.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
You got to, hey, crossroads of the world, baby, right there. And now you're walking.
What I'm bringing home
this
with me.
Is exactly, you know that avian flu thing when you had to go through the airport
through
and you had to walk through those little pads where you splash your feet in these things so you're, they know that you're, I don't know what they're thinking, but I need that. I need that going in and out of the shower in any of these crazy, funky airports.
Yeah. For me, it's the limited stuff that I've done. It'll be, you know, Heathrow back to Toronto, and now I'm an hour from home. Fuck it, right? Or whatever's going on there. Even Vancouver to Ottawa is no further really than Heathrow to Toronto when you really start to boil it down, right? Like it's 6 hours versus 7 hours or.
Yeah, it's a couple extra and away you go.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I don't know. I think you're going to see more and more of these things.
Do you think they put the kibosh on couples going in?
Probably.
Just me and a
friend. Someone I just met?
Yeah, me and a friend. We
instead of trying to rent a room by the hour, I can just go to one of these nap pods.
18 pounds and we can go and pound a couple out. First one take about 2 minutes and then we can rest for about 30.
Pay an extra 18 pounds.
Yeah.
I need a little recovery time.
Or you can coax it. You can coax it up again. I don't really know. Whatever.
Well, they say they're stripping the beds after each one, man. What the hell at that point,
yeah.
I guess.
I want to bring a black light in with me. And
You don't want to do that in a hotel room, do you?
No, I certainly do not.
Sometimes ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, I want to lay, everybody knows. I want to lay down and eat a pizza on the comforter. Oh, no.
There's a reason to sometimes, as you alluded to earlier, to sleep on top of the sheets.
Yeah, but not there.
No.
Whip those comforters that never get washed, right? And throw away the little ass pillow, those little pillows. And you know somebody's throwing that under their ass and getting a good vigorous pounding. Beware of the ass pillow, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just saying.
If you could.
Read my mind.
No. Pack your own pillows whenever possible.
For sure.
There's been hotels where I've stuffed like a couple of t-shirts or something into a sweater and used that as if I'm really off put by. Now, we both traveled enough that I guess you just kind of get used to it. But there, you go into some places, go, oh, fuck, I don't know about this.
Black.
Speaking of things that kind of make you go, I don't know about this. There's a guy in St. Louis. He would be an Uber and a Lyft driver. And he set up like a multi-camera shoot inside his car.
Don't worry, he says, I've put restrictions on it to make sure we don't shoot up women's skirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, baloney.
So essentially what happens is, for people who aren't familiar with the platform, it's called Twitch. And it's a live streaming service actually made famous for gaming with people, right? Like people are sitting at their computers and streaming what they're doing, and then they can talk to you and whatever. I don't really understand the appeal of that, and you can do other stuff on it, but if you want to watch people play video games, you can do it on Twitch. It's essentially Facebook Live or Periscope or any other type of live video chat, only this guy's taken it to the next level with some multiple cameras and some lighting in the back seat that apparently at first makes you go, hey, this is kind of cool, and then you kind of go, oh. This is how he's lighting me for the
camera.
Right. And he runs his Twitch feed and he talks to his viewers and however many people are watching him that moment. He's talking to them as he drives around. And then he pulls up to pick up whoever and he can flip the camera to kind of see who's approaching. And the whole time that these people are in the car with him, he's recording them. You can hear them. You can see them. Some people... I don't know if you're maybe more about that. To me, you'll get 5 stars from me as an Uber driver if you just shut up and take me. I don't want to chat, right? I don't. But a lot of people are the opposite. They want to make conversation. They want to. But if you're in there with your friend, who knows what you might be talking about? And all that is getting broadcasted as well. Yeah. And this apparently in Missouri doesn't break any laws.
Well, and as it says in the article, they had a picture of... For safety reasons, this vehicle is wired for both video and audio.
Right.
Entering is giving consent or
yes.
Words to that effect.
It's a 4-inch sticker on the back window.
Yeah. See, I would never see that.
No one would ever see
that. And I take a pile of Ubers and Lyfts,
yeah.
Right? And I would never.
I've taken a Lyft.
Yeah. I would never see that.
No.
And to me, it's bullshit. I'd like to punch the guy in the back of the head.
So I took a couple of weeks ago, maybe a little more than that. I think it was a Lyft, but the guy told me he drove for both Lyft and Uber. See, he was one of the ones I didn't give 5 stars for shutting the fuck up. And he said, and he pointed right at that he had a camera and he made it very clear when I got in, he said, it's for safety purposes. Who knows what you can be accused of as a driver.
Mm.
This is for my own protection. Now, for all I know, it was live streaming to the internet. He said it was saving to a hard drive so he could protect himself if he had ever got into any kind of trouble or been accused of something. But who knows? I never gave it another thought until I read this article and went, I wonder how fucking common this is, right?
Yeah.
And they said in the article that there were other guys that did similar things. It's basically a reality show or what was the... There used to be a TV show that was like Cash Cab.
Cash Cab.
Yeah.
That's what it was called.
But I think everybody knew they were playing, right?
Like, well, for sure. As soon as they got in, the lights all came on.
Ding,
yeah, you're like, oh, fuck that. I'm out of here.
Right.
I don't want to be on camera. I don't want my
answering poorly.
I don't want my ignorance to be
broadcast to all 77 people watching Comedy Central in Canada.
But I like it. I like the show.
I did too, to be honest with you. But that's what this is. It's a TV show, and he's the whatever. He's got an audience of a couple thousand people.
Yeah, but short of a couple of girls making out on a Friday night, what are you getting?
I think there's a certain amount of people enjoy being on one side of voyeurism, right?
Like, yeah, but do you want to see me?
No.
And real, but
even
really,
when you show up here.
Yeah, I don't want to see you. No, in the what? I'm maybe going to pick my nose in the back? Like,
but maybe you might blast your boss, or maybe you may talk about the chick that you just scored with, or whatever might be going on, right? Like, this story kind of centered around two women, one that the audience that was watching was calling a 7, and one that they were calling a 5. So again, now you're objectifying people, but the two girls are talking about a guy that one of them has a crush on that they're going to meet. That can, all these sorts of things that
one's
could easily
seven,
be sent
five.
To
five
in terms of appearance.
Yeah, I get it. Totally.
Yeah, okay.
I want to see the 5 now.
Okay. Maybe you get in there trashed one night, because that's happened. Yeah. That, after a Leafs Sens game down in Elgin Street, pounding back the Guinness, minus 40 degrees, we're both waiting on different Ubers to get out of there. I think you said you slept in that one.
I fell asleep in the back of that. See, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
That's your nap pod.
I think he rated me poorly. And all I did was just sleep.
Right.
I didn't vomit or anything in it. I just had too much to drink, and it was cold outside. Got in and went.
So someone's watching a video of that ride and decides that they're an asshole or that they don't like you and forwards that video onto your boss. No one wants that, right? Like,
yeah. Well,
it's a weird thing, man.
It's one of those things where it's more than ever, you know, with the rise in, as you've said, and we've talked about a bunch of times here, the cell phone video.
Yep.
Right? There's nothing you can do where there's not a really high probability that someone's going to videotape you.
Right. Whether it's a cell phone, whether it's a security camera, whether, like I've said before a bunch of times, when I'm walking around in public, I just assume I'm on somebody's video on something. I guess you probably would, though, let your guard down once you do get into someone's car and assume it's just a...
Well, guy on crutches. You're just like, I'm just going to film this guy as he,
yeah,
in the wintertime or whatever. And you go, there's
if he goes down, this is going to be a YouTube sensation. Right?
Watch this. Right. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying is, if you in any way, you're like, oh, look at that. That looks like it may end up
right
video. So, yeah, there's nothing, right? Going into your gay bookstore, whatever the deal is. I walk by it the first time just to, you know, get back, double back and in. Now I'm on video.
Let's say this happened to you. And like, this guy says he does. He takes, you can put little graphics over your video that would prevent, and what they were talking about was upskirt, right? When girls get into the back of a car or whatever, it's hard to keep everything closed and covered and whatever. And he says he's doing his best to protect everybody's privacy in that type of situation. What would really protect it would be to just shut down your fucking video.
Yeah, to not videotape people.
But let's say you got in and you spent a half hour because you were drunk or you're just an open person or whatever, trashing, I don't know, your significant other or your friend or your boss or something, and the whole thing was being broadcast to the world. Would you rather never know that you were taped doing that, or would you rather find out and hopefully be able to prevent, or, you know, like in case it ever came back around? Like, well, there's a certain amount of, if this is going to happen to me, I'd probably rather just never know.
Well, yeah, you mean after it's happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather never know, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a cautionary tale. Learn from it, ladies and gentlemen.
Never safe. Never privacy. Never.
Yeah.
Any idea whether Ontario is a two-party consent or a one-party consent place. Like they said, the thing, as long in Missouri, it's a one-party state. As long as one party knows you're being recorded, he's good, which seems so fucked up.
What, you mean the one who's doing the recording?
Yeah.
Well, that's fucking retarded.
Of course it is.
See, it was my understanding always in Ontario that it was two.
Okay.
Right? That you couldn't have a camera on the front of your home to see if whatever else, because
the gym across the street's up to.
Yeah, because that is illegal. They haven't consented to being on tape. So I have no hard and fast information on that, but that is my very loose understanding of it.
So I circle back around to my Lyft ride, where I don't know if it was being broadcast, but I was clearly being recorded. He pointed it out to me. I don't know that he does that to everybody. I didn't consent when I got in. Now, I didn't get out as soon as he said, here's a camera. Like, we were already moving and...
Yeah. Oh, we're moving. Right to second base, baby. Right there.
I'm no Randy Lee. I don't know how these things all work, man. Maybe he was.
Well, this is it. That's one of the few Uber rides where I'm not going to take my hog out in the back.
Seems to keep getting me docked stars. Maybe if I had a nicer hog.
This is clearly size queen.
Yeah. I'm sorry if you folks were believing it earlier. It's not really 9 pounds. Yes.
Oh, darn. I've outed myself. I think anybody who's listened to the show enough knows sure. that there's a healthy dose of reality.
Not completely unrelated is a lovely government employee working for Canada Post had apparently taken it upon himself to be picking vegetables from your little gardens or planters or whatever as he goes.
Hanging baskets out front.
Walk up to your door, drop an envelope, and I think it was tomatoes.
It was tomatoes.
Out he went and take a big bite and keep going. Now, I don't remember, maybe you do, how exactly got, must have been a...
It was about... Yeah.
Security camera.
This woman was in Montreal.
Yeah.
She had thought that it was maybe squirrels or
yes.
that were taking these tomatoes. So she put a camera on this, and I believe it was like a hanging basket of tomatoes. And why you wouldn't just bring them in the house?
Right.
But it turns out no, it was a mail carrier, and it didn't just do it once.
Yeah.
Four separate occasions.
I got to be honest with you, as I kind of respect it, man. Like, just...
Which part? That he's getting his veggies in, or...?
Yeah. Like, just, whatever. Out there, being brash. Here we go. I can really go for tomatoes.
Well, that's a fine-ass tomato, is what he was saying.
He said at the end that there was something from one of the neighbors that he was taking from them as well.
Okay, because this is it. Once they found it wasn't just the tomatoes, he was taking strawberries from the people across the street.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. There's something about that. Yeah, it's probably illegal. It's not a cool thing. But there's something that just goes, good for you, man. Like, it's a tough job.
Now, am I going to the news with four lost tomatoes? Probably not. Right? Bring the basket in. I don't get it.
Well, can you do that? Like, as someone who doesn't eat a lot of vegetables? They're probably out there to grow, are they not? Like...
Yeah, well, I'm assuming that...
They're not growing in a basket. You'd have to have a little garden or something.
Yeah, well, it didn't say that he was plucking them right off the vine. It said that they were in a hanging basket.
Right.
Which to me means, well, bring them in.
Right.
Like, don't just try and set the guy up. You're like, okay, look at this. What a dope. I'm going to get him on tape doing it a bunch of times.
Stealing
and then
tomato.
I'm going to bust that civil servant's ass. Boom!
And so, of course, Canada Post, you know, we'll take the necessary...
They'll just put him on a different route.
One probably more urban, way less.
And here's the reality. Those guys, that's your career is coming to a close, you know, in terms of.
I don't know. I think Amazon's keeping everybody afloat right now for the mail. And
yeah, well, and there's fewer and fewer door-to-door carriers, right?
Yep.
Even in sort of single home, low density housing, they have boxes now where everybody has to go to.
Yeah, it's true. Speaking of Amazon, I did want to touch quickly on a new service that they're trying to open up. And it's only in so many communities right now. I don't think any of them are in Canada, but they're testing it where you can allow Amazon completely into your home. If you don't want them dropping boxes at the front door that maybe are going to get pilfered by a neighbor or whatever might go on, right? But essentially, you can give them a key, or it's a, I think it works in a lot of cases on these more electric, like smart locks, and you can buzz them in. They'll come in like here, right? You can put it right on the counter there when you come in the front door and turn and walk away. Any chance you're ever doing that?
Yeah. Let me ponder this for a second. I'm worried that my neighbor across the street may pilfer my socks that are left on the front porch. I'm going to let some random person who I've never seen before into my home and essentially take the pick of the lot. Yeah, no.
In theory, you're going to know exactly who did it, right? You would go to Amazon. They'd have the file number who came into your
yep.
home.
Bonded, I'm sure.
Do you not think... I get what you're saying. You can leave my socks outside, but I ordered a television or I ordered a, you know, these
computer
studio monitors that yeah. we got here a couple of years ago came from Amazon. Still no, I don't want them.
Yeah, no. Leave it at a pickup point and I'll come and get it.
Yeah. Apparently people are doing it.
For sure.
And again, if you have a smart lock on your home, good chance you have smart cameras in your house in terms of security. Like you would be able to see, hey, that guy wow. didn't just drop it on the counter. Okay, he went right into the fucking jewelry box.
And had a Reuben sandwich while he was here, too.
He was carrying tomatoes.
Yeah, exactly. No longer working for Canada Post. He's taken up courier duties for Amazon. I get it. I'm sure I'll just be slow to the uptake on this, like so many other things. When the reality is, as we've talked about, my phone, Chrome, all those things that just keep everything, all your info, your credit card stuff is all just sort of, hey, you want to autofill this? No. Yes, I do, actually, because it's just easier. Click. Right.
And that's what they're banking on. But
of course it is. And so...
But I think I'm with you. On a lot of these things, I'm a little quicker to adapt. I don't know how bad I want just be buzzing strangers into my home and...
You come home, and then there's the Amazon guy.
Right.
Hey.
Already in there.
Hey.
Shoes
get the fuck
off.
Out of here. Exactly. This is a very comfy couch.
I do have a comfy couch.
Where'd you get this from? Yeah, Amazon? That kind of shit. I don't need that.
You brought it a week ago.
Why is there no pants? Right. Where's the pants, man? I'm the only one that sits bare ass on that couch.
Could you at least hide your strawberries?
This is it. The tomatoes, the plums.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I think that's about it, man.
You have no privacy. Know this.
Anywhere. So you might as well just buzz people into your house.
This is
be
it.
Done with it. That's Audio Whiplash.
See ya.
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better.